to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset. Very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman's going to be killed when a train comes.
My name is Liz Kirkus from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA Catskill and Hudson.
Waveform programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Quarryville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in WGXC's new Sunday morning schedule with Reverend Kim Singletary, and there's a bright side somewhere. Every morning, every Sunday morning at 8 a.m., that's followed by the teens from Hudson talking about books they've read on Bound by Books after the local news at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., there's more teens. The Catskill kids from Clubhouse Radio are on at 10 a.m. with lots of music and talk on your community radio station, WGXC.org, 90.7. 7 FM.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
I will contain you. Hurry.
Miracles. what's in front of you is bigger than what's
right
behind
side
you.
Morning to your you. Destiny, your this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. How y'all doing out there? Especially after that song by Mr. Anthony Brown. This week will be a week for miracles. Say it with me. My miracle is on the way. You need a miracle? I need a miracle. My miracle is on the way. Say it again. My miracle is on the way. I decree and I declare it for me and for you. Yes, I do. Oh, I'm loving that song. This is a wonderful week. We're starting this week. Amen. It's a wonderful week. Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. I'm excited about it. It's the time of the year when we get into this holiday season of giving. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know what year it was, beloved, that Madison Avenue came out with Black Friday. And then somebody came out with Cyber Monday. So, you know, the faith community, the non-for-profit community, I should say, came up with Giving Tuesday, you know, before Amazon and everybody else get all your dollars. It's the power of collective giving. So think about Giving Tuesday. We're going to talk about that a little bit more for sure. But for some people, it's going to make a miracle, right? It will be a miracle this week for some people in that area of receiving and giving. And I'm just excited about Giving Tuesday. I'm excited about this week. I'm excited that we just came through Thanksgiving Day and had a wonderful family feast with my son and his family. And I know there were people who were alone. Brother Martin, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. It was so blessed. And we had a very small gathering and very happy. My son cooked and as a change and as a treat. And it was wonderful. And we are truly thankful.
Amen. Amen. My son and daughter-in-law cooked too. We usually go downstate to my parents, you know, and of course, we couldn't all get there. I lost my car this last month. So I didn't really have that transportation, but my son and his daughter-in-law cooked and they gave us such a spread. It was such a joy to see. And I sent them a picture, you know, of their table, this long table with all these different plate offerings and dishes, you know, and I, you know, told him they really did a good job. And he said, we learned from the best.
Oh, that's sweet. So,
yeah. So that was really nice. And, you know, I woke up this morning and I saw this picture on my phone of a doctor embracing someone. Their head was buried in the chest of this doctor as he embraced this patient and COVID-19 on Thanksgiving Day, vulnerable and isolated and lonely. And so just snaps and claps again to our medical professionals, our doctors and our nurses and registered nurses, attending nurses, orderlies, lab technicians, whoever, phlebotomists, everybody that makes our hospital systems and our medical systems go. Snaps and claps to you. Our prayers are certainly with you. It is a calling, and you've answered that call. And we are not forgetting you. We are praying for you and, you know, whatever ways we can do to encourage you and to help you and lessen your load. One of those ways, beloveds, is that we can wear the mask. Okay, we can keep that social distance. We don't have to be in big gatherings, exposing ourselves the more and making ourselves carriers of anything that's out there. We know something's out there. And so, you know, let's do what we can do to help make the lives of the patients even more tolerable, fewer patients, and being able to get more care because the doctors and nurses aren't overwhelmed, right? So, all right, that's enough of that for right now. But thanking God for things as well as they are with us, because we know, beloved, they could be worse, right? God is doing something. There's a shift in the atmosphere. I sense it. I believe it. I know I hear from other people. They do too. And I'm declaring to you that what God is getting ready to do in my life, in your life, is going to be big. You've been waiting on God. You've been going through. My goodness, this year I lost an aunt, a house, a car. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People are going through. But you know what? You can make it. Don't quit in the dip. I got my house back. Don't quit in the dip. Go and get me a new car, too. All right. God is doing something, and it's going to be big. We got some big messages for you today to encourage you, uplift you, and bless you. And I want you to listen and receive these jewels, these words of wisdom, these jewels that the Lord have sent down from the heavens and into the hearts and the minds and the skills of these artists. We have Big by Pastor Mike. Pastor Mike doing his thing. Anything can happen. I believe it. Jonathan Nelson, changing your story. God is changing your story. I believe it. Jacqueline Carr, and your change is now by Leandria. And I see a victory. Elevation worship. Those are the songs we have queued up for you, and I want you to enjoy. We'll be back with our spiritual social commentary after that. I may chime in a little bit along the way. Sometimes I can't help myself. I just got to sing along. Here we go. It's going to be big. I think we may be having a little bit of a technical difficulty.
Yeah, I'm back, and I'm playing it on that platform. I'm going to play it on this platform. We'll see what's happening here.
Okay. God's getting ready to move. Brother Randall, work it out. It's going to be so big, it just blew it out the whole
thing. I don't know what you're going through, but we stopped by to tell you.
I'll just stay right here with you then.
You might as well shout before you get it. Because God's here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. I believe that it's my season. You ought to declare that over your own life. Say,
I believe
that it's my time.
And I can feel it. Your time. It's our time. It's God's time.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move. Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it. God, he's working a miracle. Just for me. And it's gonna be. And don't let negativity, doubt, or your haters convince you that God is not about to bless you. It's gonna be. What's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. You gotta learn how to praise God before you get it. Say, I believe
that it's my season.
It's my season.
It's my season.
day. It's going to be big. God's about to blow my mind. Are you ready for God to blow your mind? I'll do something completely unexpected. Suddenly, a breakthrough. A breakthrough.
Life-changing moment. You won't leave the same way you came. 'Cause he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen in here. The same way you came, 'cause he's in our very midst. You will be healed, delivered. He's here to set you free. And because God is near, anything can happen in here.
by the name of Bishop William Murphy. He says you gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night, Bishop. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break forth.
I am just one praise from my breakthrough.
I don't know if y'all really got it. I need you to get in your neighbor's face. I need you to prophesy out to them and tell them you are just saying.
Better know it. Anything can happen in here. You're here, not by accident, by divine design. Anything can happen here. We're decreeing breakthrough for you.
I need you to confess it. In need of a breakthrough. You're listening to this CD, you're driving in your car, and you're waiting on God to do something for you, but you gotta prophesy over your own self. Somebody say breakthrough. Take it up. Breakthrough is happening here.
Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough,
breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough is happening here.
Breakthrough is happening here.
I do the fire. Breakthrough for you and me too. Breakthrough happening here at WDXC for you and for me. Amen. And you're so.
Because anything can happen in here.
If you believe it, say amen. It is so. It is so. God is changing your story.
I need you to release your And listen, I know we're out of recording, but can we make this our sanctuary tonight? I want you to think about
and we thank God for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for listening ears, and I am your host, Pastor Kim, the perpetual optimist. God is changing our stories. That's Miss Jacqueline Carr delivering the message.
Change!
takes what the enemy meant for evil and works it for good. Work that thing, God. Work that thing. How many people can testify to that? I know you're out there. I can testify. Listen, beloved, my spiritual social commentary for today. Okay, so I gave you a sneak peek. I want to talk about Thanksgiving and Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday, which is this week, December 1st, first day of December, is upon us in less than 48 hours. Can you believe it? The year is going, for some of us, so fast, and some it's not fast enough. But we're going to come into this last month of the year in a big way. God's doing something big. Giving Tuesday. I was at some kind of Marriott hotel extension chain thing a few days ago. And I saw this plaque with this quote on it. It said, "It's the little things that make big things possible. It's the little things that make big things possible." It's a quote by J. Willard Marriott. And I thought about that thing and how, you know, when we put a little bit together, it can do much. I mean, some people have much and they just use their much and do much, right? Shout out to Up Hudson, I think it is, where they have selected families that are going to get $500 a month for a few years, along with some financial counseling advisement. Shout out to Mr. Yang for the idea. And, that's a little bit. It's not gonna, you know, wipe all the debt away, but it will help give a leg up, right? And shout out even to the Galvin Foundation. A few months ago, I think they had something where they were giving some grants out to people and helping entrepreneurs get a little seed money to get them going. Yes, giving is important, and it seems like a little thing sometimes when we give a donation or a contribution or a gift to an organization or a cause. But I'm here to tell you, it can make all the difference. And not only that, it can help make the difference in the world that we want to see. Yes, I want to prime the pump. I want to get people psyched and ready for Giving Tuesday. A friend of mine sent out this devotional the other day, and it's titled Doing Our Part. And it talks about this king who was, a prophet was sent to tell him that he was going to die. He thought he had the world and the tiger by the tail. And he got a message from the prophet of God that he was going to die. And this king, he turned his head to the wall. He began to pray. And God sent the prophet back to tell him God heard his prayers and he was going to add 15 years to his life. But then the part about this that we really don't want to miss is that after he got that word of encouragement and that word of a reprieve from that death sentence, then the prophet was given instructions to place some figs on the sore that was making this king sick and was ultimately going to, at that time, lead to his demise. And so the prophet did that. He took this fig, he put it on a troublesome boil, and then God healed the king, and he indeed lived on for another 15 years. God did the healing, God did the miracle, but God used human effort and natural means, right? He had to take the fig, the human effort, and the fig, the natural means. So, beloved, I'm saying to you today that, yes, you know, a lot of us in the non-for-profit sector, like Overcoming Ministries, like WGXC, you know, like every church that you know, probably, every house of worship that you know, and all of the good organizations and agencies all throughout our communities that are not for profits, the human effort, you know, it doesn't just happen because we have a good idea and we want to do a good work and we want to do a good deed and we want to do good things. It takes human effort and natural means. And what's the natural means? The natural means is sometimes folks giving and giving generously. I get excited about Giving Tuesday because it is a celebration of the power of collective giving. You know, this person gives 10, this person gives 50, this person gives 100, this person gives 1,000, and you bring all of that together and it makes the difference. I am excited. I know God's going to do something big on this Giving Tuesday because there's a shift in the atmosphere. And I just believe it. I just believe it. I believe that people are going to do their part. You know, giving is a vehicle. It is a vehicle that gets us from where we are to where we're trying to get, where we need to be. It is a vehicle that makes it possible for the non-for-profit community to do the things that we get to do in our communities. And there are people saying, well, you know, it's a pandemic and, you know, things are kind of tight. But I'm here to say if the billionaires of Wall Street can make $700 billion more in profit, they're talking about the stock market doing better than it's ever done before. So, beloved, there is money out there. OK, there is money out there and we're calling it in. We are calling it in and help. You know, they call them the robber barons. I forget all their names, the Gettys and the DuPonts and all those folks. But they understood about giving and philanthropy, right? We have in our modern day, you know, queen of giving, Miss Oprah Winfrey. And you see how she continued to prosper even the more she gave. Well, that's biblical. That's biblical, beloved. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, I say, he which sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That is, he who gives freely will receive freely. He who gives bountifully will receive bountifully. And it says, every man according as he purposes in his heart, let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. So, you know, we can't manipulate God with this thing, right? God looks on the heart and he looks to see when we give, and we give freely, we give with the expectation that our giving is going to help and make a difference. And that brings joy to our own heart. It brings joy to the heart of God. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, it says, I have showed you all things that so laboring you might support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. And you know what? I'm telling you, this has been a year. Hallelujah. And I know for some people, you have a desire to give. You just don't have finances to give. Hallelujah. And so, you know, the weight of that verse. Amen. That the joy of giving and being able to give, and you're not in that position to give, and that can hurt. That can be painful. But you know what? We can still give. We can give our support volunteering. We can give support by telling people about the good things that other folks are doing, especially when we know people who are in a position to give what we can't give, right? There are just so many ways to be a part of giving and Giving Tuesday. And I'm just want to put up a prayer. Those non-for-profits who are holding on by a hair, those non-for-profits, we haven't had able to have banquets or fundraisers, et cetera, and so forth, but yet those obligations are still there and need to be met. But God is able to do it. God is able to bring you out from a dry place into a rich place. And I'm not talking dollars, but, you know, metaphorically, but dollars too. God is able to do it. But he uses human effort, right? No money trees are going to shake dollars out of heaven into the earth, right? He uses humans and humans of good will and generous spirit and generous hearts. And so I say a blessing and a prayer for everybody who have the desire to give and those who have to give. May the Lord bless you richly as we kick off this season where Madison Avenue wants to get your dollars, wants you to get gifts for the pets, wants you to get exuberant, elaborate, luxurious gifts for yourself. But we also want you to remember and give to the weak, give to those who don't have much to give. Give to those who are out here doing a good work to make our world a better place. Right here for you and for me. This is Pastor Kim on WGXC 90.7 FM. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. And this is Pastor Kim speaking for the nonprofits among us, ours included, that we are here, amen, and also people supported. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. We're going to get back to music with a message, yes, for the mind, the heart, and the soul as we bless you in song. We wouldn't be able to do it here at WGXC. We love doing it, but we couldn't do it without you. And so remember us in this season of giving. So what's up next? I'm trying to find my song cue right here for you. I know I got something good. And
I believe it's I believe.
That's right. I believe. Thank you, my brother. I believe. I believe. Do you believe? I know too much about him. I can't doubt him. I do believe. Thank you, Brother Randall. Here we go. More music with a message.
This is my favorite song. Come on. I remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I
trusted,
you would never
leave me.
You said you'd always be there, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face, oh. Throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember
that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future and he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Your word is true.
Your word is true.
It's true.
Baby,
you come through.
Come through.
I believe.
I believe.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.